Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 31st.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is enthrall, spelled E-N-T-H-R-A-L-L. Enthrall is a verb. It means to hold the attention of someone by being very exciting, interesting, or beautiful. Or, in other words, to charm. It's often used in its past participle form, as in, I was enthralled by the beauty of the landscape. Here's the word used in a sentence from Tap Into of Elizabeth, New Jersey by Casey Abline. Judy Blume's books have captivated generations of readers. Anyone who has held one of her countless paperbacks will immediately recall her name. Blume's startling honesty has comforted and enthralled readers for decades. The history of the word enthrall appeals far less than the word as we use it today might suggest. In Middle English, enthrallen meant to deprive of privileges, to put in bondage. Thrall then, as now, referred to bondage or slavery. An early figurative use of enthrall appeared in Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream in these words, "So is mine eye enthralled to thy shape." But we rarely use even this sense of mental or moral control anymore. More often, the word simply suggests a state of being generally captivated or delighted by some particular thing. Enthrall is commonly found in its past participle form, enthralled, which can mean spellbound, as in, we listened enthralled to the elder's oral history. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.